North State Give and Take, I'm going to interview two of my friends. And it's great to see both of you, Michelle and Rosemary, Rosemary Febo and Michelle Angela. Both of them are involved with the Veterans Garden Project, and they've got things going on right now because it's springtime and they're into plants. So we're going to talk about, you know, what you've been doing, because that's, you know, it's been a while since we've spoken, and then what's happening this week. So, welcome to both of you. It's so good to see you.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me what's been up.
Well, you know, the sad part is I think the last 2 years, and for obvious reasons, and we've all been isolated. And so in all honesty, I think with everything going on, I was telling Rose, it's been depressing in a lot of ways for me, and I kind of closed down. And so I didn't really do a lot with the garden, which I have to take ownership of because I'm leading something and I care deeply about it. But I am experiencing what people go through with mental health and having times when they're hard and being isolated. So with that in mind, it's been fun to get back. If it wasn't for Rose, I don't know. And with the veterans that have been supporting us and working with us, because I get to a point where I didn't answer phones or emails or want to be engaged. So I'm so grateful that we just celebrated our 10th birthday today. It's our anniversary with the Veterans Garden Project.
So Happy Earth Day, woo-hoo. Everybody.
Yeah, that works perfectly.
It does. How ironic that Kelly Mayer and, you know, Michael Cannon used to give out the plants free on Earth Day and Endangered Species Fair. And so to us, it's kind of like full circle thinking that we lost Kelly right here, you know, before Thanksgiving, or actually on Thanksgiving Day. Uh-huh. And then to see something that he supported from the very beginning, he gave us the money to get the first garden up and going in the community garden. So I just want to say thank you to for the community and for everyone who is going through hard times. Thank you for being there when I wasn't even there, and especially for Rose and my veterans that have been overseeing this, because now I'm so excited. It's fun when you get a vibration back and then you can say, okay, let's go full board. And thank gosh, because Rose can help.
You know what was so amazing is today, what you're recording this today on Earth Day for us, and we were at the Veterans Affairs. Michelle had set up all the plants that we brought over, and they went immediately, it seems like. And there were a few, and there were some veterans out there talking with us, and and they were talking about how important the gardening is for them, and they were taking plants to take home and garden. Sure. And I just really got a little taste of what Michelle goes through with being at the behavioral health clinic there. And and gardening, I mean, it's a scientific proof that gardening will help heal you, your spirit, your mind, your soul. It does. Just getting your hands in the dirt, being out in the open air. And what's really cool is I saw that camaraderie that all these vets that were sitting around talking with us didn't know each other before, because they had this so much in common. You know, they were able to really communicate with each other. And I think that veterans need that, you know. And you know, the one veteran, he's a Marine, and he'd served in a couple wars, I guess, and he was talking about Chico being the liberal part of Chico, and as opposed to the more conservative part. And he was talking about, he says, you know, he gets this feeling, he just moved here not that long ago, and he's getting this feeling that people are not real pro military. And I understand that. Michelle, Michael, myself, none of us are actually military, but we've had people in our families that have been. But to me, just being a part of this project and seeing what it can do and the potential of it is just, it's so heartwarming. I mean, it really gives me chills.
Yeah. So now let's do this in case people are kind of unaware. So this is a garden project. So we have a VA clinic here. We have those things. And you kind of took it upon yourselves, and maybe you, Michelle, and then you got Rose on board, to actually do a project of gardening in a way to support vets, right?
Yeah, it was just so innocent because Kelly Mayer and Michael Cannon were giving out those free plants. They had some extras, and that's what had that's why I took them into the VA. And they went fast, and I saw the need. So with that, we started in a community garden with 22 raised beds, and we did wonderfully there and had such a success with the community. But they have built some low-income housing now, and we had to move. So we've been really without a home, and we've tried. We've looked at possibly putting in a greenhouse or different sites. But right now, we are looking at something that we think will benefit veterans and the community. And so we're going to try to make a home, if we can, a horticulture therapeutic garden at the Veterans Affairs. So we're going to try to work with the owners of the property, with the VA, and then see if we can actually build out there where we can have something with those, so when the veterans are on site, and then we have a better place to make a home to give out our plant.
So, and that's right there on Bruce Road, right next to the VA clinic.
This would, yes. Yeah, so if we can successfully build a small one to show how this can work, this would be on the property at 1601 Concord Avenue, which is where Bruce Road and Concord, the new VA, right by the courthouse.
Right.
So have a little spot there to be able to engage outdoors, COVID safe, and at the same time, fresh air.
And it's right by the clinic. So if you came to the clinic, you could go over to it. I can see the benefit of that. That's just
It's great. Actually going to be on the clinic property. Yeah, it's right behind a certain, there's a little area there that has some plants and everything now. But what was really exciting, Bobby, was that Lee Altier, who is very involved at Chico State, and I worked with him through cultivating communities and grub and so forth, and he teaches a horticulture therapy class. And so he brought, like, I don't know, 20 of his students over to look at the space where we want to build this, and they're going to present all the ideas to us on May 6th. But that was really cool for them to be able to do that. And then I contacted one of our veterans who is a landscape contractor. He used to live next door to me, and I saw the beginnings of his growing his little trees in the backyard. And he had come back from Afghanistan or Iraq, and, you know, he really needed that. And I think that was part of his therapy going through it, you know. So, yeah, we're really excited about that.
So these students, they're going to just give you an idea of how to lay it out and maybe some things like that, the way to kind of make it most efficient for the space. Yeah, neat. Great. And there's great support for you.
We'll be working on that.
But I'm sure that the clinic, the VA clinic, has great support for it. Yeah.
The Veterans Affairs does have, and again, I always have to say, I work there, I do not represent the VA, but they are very supportive, especially today giving out the plants. I do want to make a note that we will be bringing in, we'll continue in the month of May to bring plants in for veterans at the VA. Our goal is to bring them in on Wednesdays because we're up at the greenhouse on Tuesdays. So the VA is very supportive, and I'll be honest, this is a small area. And we actually have to keep it open if they ever get an MRI equipment. But what's really nice is if we can show what you can do with a small space and we can get the community support, we're hoping to still find a home. Every veteran keeps asking me, where's that community garden? You know, but it does cost, and insurance and water and liability. Sure.
Oh gosh, yes.
If I could create, or if anyone out there is feeling, you know, just
generous,
we have a great project. We just, you know, need a home. So we're just keep trying. We're like Chico. We'll, you know, everybody's loving and lets us sleep on their couch for a day, but we got to find a home.
Well, it's great because, Bobby, I know you support all of the nonprofits. You do these great interviews with nonprofits, and we run as a nonprofit underneath the North Valley Community Foundation. They're our fiduciary. So people can go and make donations through them because of their fund. But we do have an event coming up. We have a bunch of plant giveaways, and then for a small donation, you know, the public can also get the plants, but they're the giveaway to the veterans. The first one is starting
Saturday, April 30th.
April 30th, and we'll be adjacent to the farmers market there on 3rd and Flume.
So this Saturday, the 30th of April, you're going to have a giveaway where veterans can come and get them for free, and the public can come and give a donation for some plants.
Yeah.
Great. So now, where is that going to be again?
3rd and Flume, in next to the Discovery Shop. It's adjacent to the parking lot. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you'll be there. What time will you be there on Saturday?
0800 to 1300. That'll be 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
And then again, we'll on May 14th, May 21st, and May 28th, it'll be at the 3rd and Flume location as well. Same time.
Okay, so the 30th, and then the 13th is the next one after that?
14th.
Is it every other week?
No, just unfortunately we have a large bocce tournament on the 7th, and everyone is in it. So we just felt like, unless there are some volunteers that would love to oversee this, we're going to go ahead and enjoy bocce.
Okay, so that would be the 7th. So the 14th, and then it must be the 21st and that one.
Correct.
So it's four weekends. Well, you can tell that was a fun and lively interview with Rosemary and Michelle talking about the Veterans Garden Project. Welcome back to KZFR Community Radio, 90.1 FM, Chico. My name is Bobby, and this is North State Give and Take. We've been interviewing Rosemary and Michelle, talking about the Veterans Garden Project, and let's continue. These plants, you guys, who's been planting them? Who's been making these starts?
That's the fun part. That's the magic. So Michael Cannon oversees the greenhouse and the crew since I work full time. And we've got Kathy and Gary Heckenkamper. Gary just moved here, a Vietnam veteran from the Bay Area. And what's really great is they show up every Tuesday. Steve Breedlove has been with us now for 2 years, veteran. And then Dane Packard, who's left and graduated, moved on, but still lets us provide some great time. And the best part is we can pay veterans, again, if they have work study, voc rehab, they can be paid $15 an hour in the greenhouse. So I'm going to still need more recruiting. I'm probably need a good drill sergeant, but we do hire any veterans going to Butte College or Chico State that have voc rehab GI Bill.
Why don't you give them your email, the Veterans Garden email, so if they're interested in maybe connecting with her.
So that's any vet that goes to either Butte or Chico State, and they're taking a voc rehab is the class they need to be enrolled in.
No, so they would, if they utilizing their GI Bill, so with the GI Bill comes a voc rehab if they like, work study, where they can actually get extra money with, instead of just their GI Bill stipend, they can actually get money through voc rehab. It's type of service that the military.
Vocational rehab. Right.
So what's great is that gives them about $35,000 to $5,000 more a semester if they decide they'd like to work in addition to their GI Bill.
And they have to find those jobs out there. They have to figure out where they are. So this is a great opportunity.
And what's great is Butte College and Chico State, both of the resource centers, veteran resource centers, know about us and we'll share when they can. When Butte College, they're graduating, they'll let us know. So we've gotten some wonderful students, thank goodness, who wonderful veterans working at Butte College in Chico State.
Also, I want to shout out to Anthony Prasad. He is our graphic designer designing. He's a veteran, and he was with the vocational rehab. Is that what it's called? Work study. And so he does some of our graphics and stuff. And we're always looking for people who are in different fields, you know, that could help with the organization, because we are very small, but we're mighty.
I actually should have mentioned, Anthony created our website. He created our new logo. We were able to make t-shirts, and it's just been, we got the Chico bags with our logo. So we now have a set logo that I have to say, Anthony, thank you so much, because it's those little gifts of love, little attention to detail.
And we've had other vets. When we had the community garden through Beck, we had a great group of veterans that worked in the greenhouse and built those raised beds and worked the garden with Michael and with Michelle. And you know, we used to hold all kinds of other groups. You know, we would bring them out to play bocce. We used to have, we had a golfing group. We had Kathy Deas, who is a golf pro, and she would meet with a group every week and teach them golf. We did Patong, we played, you know, and we would bring them on little excursions that they could have some camaraderie with other veterans that they didn't know, and develop friendships and stuff through the gardening, all through gardening. And so it's just such a win-win-win situation for everybody.
Well, and then COVID kind of slowed everything up, backed everything off a little bit. So it sounds like gearing up, and I mean, springtime, it gives us all a jolt of energy. So it's going along pretty well, having that be part, you know, COVID sort of opening up and springtime and little plants. They're always so great to get and love along with. And that's so good.
Sounds good. We're just looking for a home. We're looking for a piece of land, half acre that we can get a greenhouse on and not have to worry about all the liabilities that go along with it.
Well, and so do you have to raise money to buy the, if somebody comes up with the property, is that what you're kind of earmarking your fundraising for?
Just maintaining, you know, buying seeds and buying dirt and all the amenities to grow for the greenhouse, paying for water and paying for the greenhouse rental. And, you know, I mean, it takes money every month.
To do that
operating costs.
Yeah, absolutely. But is there a thought, like, if someone did come up and say, "Hey, we've got this property," then you'd have to really do some serious fundraising to be able to buy it.
Oh, to buy it, yeah.
Or I guess someone could lease it to you.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that's the ideal situation, probably.
Yeah, something like that, or give it to us.
We're open. That's even better.
We're way open to someone donating a piece.
Yeah, that would be really good. And then if somebody has kind of a big garden, they could give you a corner of it or something. There's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. Yeah. I like it. You know, and you know how you were saying, Michelle, how the COVID kind of got you a little depressed. I can just imagine that a lot of veterans got on top of, you know, what they're dealing with in their lives. We're all kind of dealing with that and feeling renewed, I guess we'd say.
Yeah, because even if you weren't at home, and let's say you went to work, you had to isolate or go into rooms, or you had to stay within a space. You couldn't do potlucks. You couldn't gather. So I think to us, it's a matter of now. Today was a great day to be outside, celebrate a wonderful thing. And, you know, the best thing, too, about with the, I want to say work study briefly, we're looking for students that are marketing into social media that would like to post regularly.
Yes.
I mean, even write our book, do video. So we're looking for college students that are veterans, and we know it's not easy to be, you know, integrated back into civilization, trying to go to college. So if we can offer a little side job where you can get your 20 hours a week. So I wanted to thank you, because I always forget about promoting that we've got, you know, something to offer.
Opportunities.
Because it's KZFR, which is the wonderful station and all that, I know is some people might have grandchildren or sons and daughters or whatever, or know a neighbor that would qualify for this, to let them know.
Talk to people. So listeners, you know, this Saturday, 8 to 1 at the corner of 3rd and Flume is the plant giveaway. And that would be a great place to come and donate some money. I mean, it's like a tabling opportunity for you guys to kind of talk to people. And, you know, if you don't know how to donate and you don't want to get on the online and do that, you could just go down and donate there.
Yes.
Pick up a plant.
Yeah. Because you guys are going to be sitting there, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, might even have some Pub Scout music in the background.
Oh, my, my.
You know, a little song from Michael Cannon. And, yeah.
So we could say live music, too. That would be <really cool. laughs> But what a great place. And maybe we could get some, generate some money that day for you. I mean, and the plants are there, too.
Yeah. And it's our pleasure to be able to give them to and meet new veterans, you know, that wouldn't go to the VA necessarily as well.
We realize that people want that first tomato, that first pepper, so they may have already purchased from somewhere.
Yeah.
But Michael Cannon has got dahlias and zinnias, and he has 14 pages of different types of plants that we will be bringing. So I just want to say that even if you've gotten your garden going, there's always a little
some cool things. Yeah. Some better things to get. That's great.
Depending on the weather, you know, you can't put tomatoes out too soon, depending on where you live. So
we actually wait until May purposely because we know the ground's still cold at night and we just didn't want the plants to, you know, have to work hard. So
you know, the other thing I was thinking about is a lot of times when people think about vets, you know, my partner, he's a veteran, but he doesn't think of himself because he doesn't have that connection with the clinic or with the idea that he's a vet. So I want to put that out there too, that, you know, if you're a veteran and you have served in the military, you know, this is all for you.
Right.
You know? And think about that. You know, I'm going to say something to Bob about that.
I think that people, veterans, because they didn't go to war maybe, or they, you know, that they don't think of themselves as a veteran, but, you know, it's still, they served a purpose and they served our country.
You know, they signed that contract and I have to commend anyone who did because that's where my respect comes from. And I know that a lot of times people were drafted and I think it was hard when they came back sometimes back into civilization. Mm-hmm. But the thing I do want to point out, not only for veterans, but this is for their families. This is for that loved one that's been there when they took off or came back, and I've had vets tell me that the relationships didn't work out, and yet that family member is still there, knowing that that this vet, you know, salt to the earth, whether they're male or female. So this is for their families too. I want the significant others to come out because I know the veteran might not. So if we get the significant other to come out or a family member, mm-hmm. and that's where we really find that they need just as much support. They deal with the symptoms too. So, and then the joy, if that kid grows that tomato, he's probably going to eat it.
So it sounds like there's not a lot of other fundraising events coming up on your calendar.
No, once we start, it's going to take a while to build that horticulture therapy garden. So we'll be probably doing a year or two at least of fundraising, you know, and doing some things, mostly just outreach. And I want to remind your listeners, too, that every Veterans Day and every Memorial Day, we give away thousands of plants to the veterans and their families.
Yeah.
So that, and when Michelle was speaking about families, it's funny because I call my sister-in-law on Veterans Day or on Memorial Day, and I always talk to my brother and thank, you know, just tell him how proud I am. He was a Marine in Vietnam. And I thank her because she stuck with him, you know, and I'm sure it wasn't very easy, you know, and
like
when he
that.
Got back from Vietnam.
I like that. So just to kind of clarify that thing for a minute, the horticulture therapy garden, that's happening in a little plot of land by the clinic. That's happening.
It's not confirmed. What we're in the process is talking to the owners, and then the school, the Chico State, is drawing up a draft, and that's our goal. Our goal, everybody wants it to happen. It just will be, that's the goal. So that we, as soon as we know that it's confirmed by the owners, the property, and that it's in agreement with the VA, then we can officially let
that.
The public know. Yeah.
And that's separate from the idea of a true spot where you can do a good size garden. Okay, I got that.
We hope to have some raised beds, you know, for veterans with disabilities as well, to be able to go out and garden. And, sure. and so there will be an opportunity for veterans to get their hands dirty in that dirt, or it's just going to be a great place to convene for the veterans and their families. Just a calm, serene place to be.
Mm-hmm. Where growing is going on.
Right.
And ideally, I mean, Marion Park is pretty amazing when you look at what's being built out there. If anybody's got a connection,
yes.
a little spot. I know there's a dog park and a pickleball, but I'm just saying all I need is a 20 by 60.
All I need.
And because really, in all honesty, if it's close to the VA, and you're right, most veterans don't even really, I'm not saying they don't want to go into the VA. I'm just saying that if there was something enticing and inviting around there, that might make it a little bit more special. I just know that the property out there, you know, it's
there's property out there. That's the thing.
Tons. And we used to be really close to it. And I just know that if there was any opportunity for a small fenced area where we could
plot.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we would make it pure magic.
Okay. I hear it. And I hope our listeners hear that too.
I do too. Thanks so much, Bobby. We love being on with you, of course.
Well, and I know, and I feel so comfortable because all the three of us would just yak it up somewhere anyway. So
exactly.
I like to get it out there in the community, and especially about this Saturday, the 30th, Third and Flume. Meet these girls. Come on out there and meet them. Might be some music. Might be. But also come look at the plants. And if you don't need any plants, please stop anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just say hello, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And just start to get the idea of a veteran's garden and the support that garden needs to grow.
Yeah. I think the garden needs veterans as much as the veterans need the garden.
Yeah. That's neat. Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Bye, guys.
You just heard a pre-recorded interview with Rosemary and Michelle talking about their Veterans Garden project. And that's one of those nonprofits here we have in town that we just want people to know that it is out there. And that's what this show is all about. If you have a nonprofit and you'd like to have it on KZFR, this is the place to kind of showcase it. And it's easy. I do it on a Zoom call. So you're not actually on the air, so we can talk, and then I put it on North State Give and Take. If you'd like to hear any of the shows I've done before now, you can go to KZFR, you go to Programs, you go to Tuesday, and you go down to North State Give and Take. So all of my interviews are there. You can click on them and check them out. And that's the same for all the shows at KZFR. The music shows are on for 2 weeks, but the public affairs programming stays on there. So you can look back and see a lot of my shows there. If you would like to be a North State Give and Take, and I'd love to have you, especially if you have an event, my telephone number is 530-520-1593. 530-520-1593. You can call me or text me at that number, and we'll set up a time. So thanks, everybody, for supporting us at our pledge drive. We do appreciate everything that you do for us, and I hope you appreciate everything we do for you. Tune in next week at 6, and Ginger's coming up next with Radioactive.